Cheers.
I don't like that we said it at the same time. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay. It was way better when we said it at the same time. Hey, Michael. I was talking to our father the other day. I've been so excited to talk to you about this on the podcast.
All right.
I don't know what this means, but Dad said he was talking about how one of his coworkers was slacking, and Dad goes, I immediately got to work knowing we had a lot of stuff to do, headed out to the airstrip, and started cutting Pookie. I lost my mind, first of all, and said, well, Dad, you gave me an intro to our podcast. I don't know what that means, and I wouldn't let him tell me. Hey, Michael, what do you think cutting Pookie means? You know what Dad does for a living.
I know what it is. I've asked him before, because I laughed at the same thing once.
What is cutting Pookie?
It's some junk that they use to steal airplanes. They call it Pookie. I don't think that's what it's really called, but that's the name they decided on. That's also, incidentally, how you were named. They were like, they were like throwing around names like, I guess Mark isn't bad. Okay. I was named after Michael Jordan. So.
I like the idea that even though Dad hates Michael Jordan.
Does Dad hate Michael Jordan?
Dad hates Michael Jordan.
I know he's like if
anybody can palm the ball, anybody can be that good.
That's true. Dad is the hipster of sports. If there's somebody popular in sports, my dad doesn't like them.
As me and you, who are not sports boys, if we can name the athlete, there's a good chance Dad hates them.
That's our rule. If we know who someone is, Dad doesn't like them.
Yeah, and that's pretty good. I probably should have gotten comfortable before we started recording, but Dad does hate literally every athlete I can name.
I think that might be the case, except for Larry Bird, because we grew up in a house where he talked about Larry Bird.
He does love Larry Bird, and Larry Bird's in Space Jam.
Larry Bird is in Space Jam. He's famous. Is Larry Bird, in my brain, Larry Bird and Bill Clinton look pretty much the same. What about your head?
Hold on. Do you think Bill Clinton looks like the guy in Space Jam? The guy in Space Jam looks like our former president.
But I think they look like each other. Like when Larry Bird comes out,
this is very important to me. Is the president 7 foot tall and look kind of like a goober?
I think it's a 7 foot tall person that looks like Bill in my brain. So like he walks up and they're like playing golf in Space Jam. Bill Clinton says, I would like some weed, but I will not inhale. I do not have relations with these Looney Tunes.
Oh, you pervert. I can't believe you said that. This is the episode where we're going to try to tag our sister in and tell her happy birthday and all this crap. And you talk about that.
And it all goes. This is the Life's What You Rate It. Episode 40 something.
It's one of those 40s.
And I'm Michael.
I'm Mark.
And we're brothers who do the very good work of deciding what in this world is good and what in this world is bad.
It's for your kids.
We rate it on a scale from 1 to 10. That's why we have the song, Lies What You. I love that I start singing right as you take a drink. And it Let's rate it rock now. And I don't know. Like, this has been a weird week. One, we skipped a week. I don't know if you realize this, but we weren't here last week. Did you notice that?
I didn't actually, but here's the thing. I know you guys did. You said stuff to me.
Oh, did really?
No.
Oh. No.
I was acting like people cared.
Well,
I was putting it on the front.
On the plus side, we have recorded infinitely more videos than normal in the last like 2 weeks. Like, you made a very funny video, and I made a couple funny, or not funny videos. They weren't funny at all,
no,
really.
Hold on. When you do say the line, I'm not your dad, but I am your best friend, I did laugh out loud both times.
Other than that, they've been very not funny, but they weren't.
But they're good. They're not supposed to be funny.
I don't want to talk about that. We're supposed to be funny on this one.
Supposed to be funny. Michael, I have something that I've been very stressed about in my life. I've been waking up, going to the gym, trying to get super fit for a cosplay. Small. Not for my girlfriend, right? There's a TNT network on TV.
Yeah.
I'm going to recount to you.
AEW.
I've been going to there at the same time. And there's been a TV show. I'm going to tell you the things that I've seen on this TV show. I don't know what the show is.
Okay.
Or who's in it. But it's confused me.
Mm-hmm. They don't have closed captioning on? Or no. Do you just not read?
They don't have closed captioning, and also I can't read.
Okay.
It's not that I don't, I can't.
He's illiterate, yeah. Sorry, Mom. We're homeschooled.
No, you and Maddie turned up. Maddie graduated.
Yeah, Maddie graduated college last year? Last week. That's why we weren't here. We were at Maddie's graduation / Dad's birthday thing. Happy birthday, Dad.
How mad do you think she is that we also celebrated Dad's birthday then?
I thought about that, like, because we were supposed to surprise her, as soon as Mom's like, yeah, we're celebrating Dad's birthday and Maddie's graduation, I'm like,
she probably just got a little upset.
Prefer her own day.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Celebrate! So the first day I saw, this is clearly in the 2000s, first of all.
Word.
So there were some women dressed in like business casual, I guess is what you would say for the early 2000s. And then there was some people in full male armor with axes and shields.
Okay.
And then two of the girls fought them with punches and kicks, I believe. And when they died, they exploded into fire. And another girl, I'm not making any of this up.
Okay.
The third girl used some sort of blast magic. And the dude died. Again, these effects are early 2000s Smallville era.
But the ladies, the females, were wearing like
business casual stuff. Yeah. Okay. Huh. So it was not medieval time.
Were they just like blowing up the spot of a Renaissance fair was like a metaphor?
Maybe. I don't know. I've been confused out of my mind. I don't know what this show is. The next day, so that was day one. The next day I went to go work out, same time. There was just some people arguing in a house, it looked like. Everybody's dressed normal.
Okay.
Cut to one of the scariest looking men in a cloak. In what seemed like, do you remember Bible Man?
Yeah.
Remember when the bad character would communicate with the demons in Bible Man in hell?
No. But okay, I'll roll with that.
That's a real thing. It's
roll
like,
with the punches.
They would get a TV out that was a bunch of dudes with green screen flames around them.
Word.
And they were all dressed in red.
Word.
It was like that.
That's dark, dog.
Yeah, but like there's this dude and it felt like that scene. And then this little kid comes out. And then I moved to a different workout. I don't know what became of that. But it was the same show. Because the actresses were the same from the arguing scene.
Were they wearing business cash again?
Yeah, and they're just in a house arguing with some dude.
Is it dirty to say biz cash?
Biz cash.
Like, how much of a marketing fool do I sound like?
A lot.
Oh, man.
But Michael, I didn't do anything over by there the next day, and I did oversleep one day. So the last day I worked out was yesterday, and this is the most buck wild of them. Starts with what looks like a cultural wedding of Indians.
I love that you say cultural wedding because you don't really know what culture it is.
Well, here's the thing. They didn't really specify, and it seemed like one of those things I would get tagged for being a little racist
or
insensitive today.
Nothing in the 2000s was racist.
Racism didn't exist. It was a perfect time of 2000 to 2010.
That's when America was great.
America was great then. That's what Trump meant. He was like, we got to get back to the early
2000s. 2001. Alias was about to air.
When Jennifer Garner was freaking kicking butt. So they're at this weird wedding, and then the wedding's going on, and then a character that I've never seen before, and a girl who I think used the blast magic from the first episode that I saw, are in the back of the wedding crowd, and then two lights swirl down in front of the two people getting married, and nobody else seems to notice them but these two characters. The lights go back up and go into the two people.
Uh-oh. Like a possession.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The girl then takes off her jacket and now has six arms.
Oh.
They then, later what, in the
lights, individual arms?
I don't know. Oh, no, there's two lights. Oh, one went in her, yeah. One went in the other dude. Okay. I don't know what happened to the other dude. She has six arms. Cut to, I move to work out. I come back. The next thing I see is she's making it with somebody trying to feel up the dude with all six arms.
Okay. Little PG-13 here.
Cut to, who I am 86% sure is Nick Lachey flirting with that girl.
Do soap operas have this crap?
If soap operas have magic in them, I might start watching soap operas.
Hey, yo. If you are watching this or listening to this and you know who this is, how about you hit us up? You either send an email to podcast@wagmatters.com, LWYRI.com, which is Life's What You Rate It, Emma.com, I mean at wackmatters.com, or just like hit us up on Facebook or YouTube, because I want to know what the show is.
I don't know.
I have some research to do.
So then the girl essentially, there's this weird scene where it looks like she's trying to check out Nicolas Cage's, this is not a joke, she's trying to get Nicolas Cage's butt, and they run in a very small circle several times, like he does it one or two, then they make out, then I stopped watching. Michael, what is this show?
I mean, it really doesn't sound that different than Supernatural to me. Like, everything I know about Supernatural, that kind of just fits. Except I don't think they could get Nick Lachey in Supernatural.
Freaking, Nick Lachey is way above that crap.
98 degrees up in here. I don't think 98 degrees is that good. I'm sorry. Nick.
We've been over.
If you want to be on the podcast, you can come on. We've talked about this before, but if you want to be on the show, we'll give you your platform. You can say your piece.
You can say your piece and be like, yo, I also hate 98 degrees, but I do love Nick Lachey. What is the show, though?
Yeah, we're supposed to be rating things, and I want you to rate that show.
So I'm going to rate it on two different fronts. One, as a good TV show, mm-hmm. just the vibe that I got, I think it's a bad TV show. Oh, I'm going to say it's probably a 3. Not a 3, a 4.
Oh, man. That's not good.
However, the fact that it stuck in my...
It stuck with you.
It stuck with me. It, as the McElroys would say, freaked my bean for a while.
I watch a lot of TV and none of it sticks. It just goes in one ear out the other.
I'll never forget the show. I never forget it. At one point I said, I need to take notes about this so I don't forget any of the stuff that I saw. And I went, you know what? I'm never going to forget any of this because this is the most bizarre experience I've ever had in my whole life.
Yeah, but did you get swole?
How big do I look? Can you Photoshop it so I look very big?
No way, dude. We don't have that much time. Dang to edit it. This crap.
Fart.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk.
What, rating on that scale, it's probably a 9, because it is, out of all the TV shows I've watched, and some have been intentionally trying to freak my bean, this one, I don't think was trying to, but this is the most freaked my bean's ever been after watching a TV.
It truly does feel like it went places.
Like, hey, Nolan movies have nothing on, no captions, whatever that show is. And also in, like, 4-minute segments.
Yeah,
Taking a nap?
No, I just realized we have a hard cap on this time. Evidently, at 29 minutes, my phone is going to be full and I can't make videos anymore.
Hey, what time is it? How much time we got?
13.
We're at 13?
Yeah, we're at 13 and 29. For those people watching the video, I'm looking at a TV monitor, but it's washed out, and I was trying to get my hand as the background so that I could see how much time was left. It's a very confusing thing to explain, but he did give me a high five. Dude, you know what?
What's up?
I'm so blazed up right now on CBD oil.
What is it? I don't know what this is.
It's the half of weed that's not good.
Why are you on it, then?
Well, because I'm blazed up on it.
Can you tell?
I read online. It cures cancer. I read it online.
You don't even have to read online, dude. Listen to Joe Rogan talk about it.
I think he's actually pro-CBD oil as well, yeah. But he likes the stuff that has the good stuff, too. Good Joe likes to... He likes both parts.
Joseph?
Good Joseph likes both parts. Yo, I wanted to talk about something, and I almost thought about talking about summer for the third time.
Hey, Michael likes summertime a lot. Summer, summer, summertime.
I instead wanted to talk about something else, and that something else is
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Potlucks. Or if you go to a church.
Pot blessings.
Pot faiths. Yo, so here's the idea, right? You get a bunch of
people. What does our church call them?
Pot faiths.
Pot faiths. Yeah. What church called them pot blessings?
I don't know. Sounds like a Meemaw Peepaw thing.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's our grandparents. If you didn't guess.
No. Actually, it's really weird. They're just friends of ours. Their adult names are Meemaw and Peepaw.
They're 30.
They also have depression issues. I wonder why.
So it's kind of like one of those things where like everybody brings food together to collectively, like, it's essentially socialism for one meal. Which, well, I guess we could rate that. Like, how is socialism for a meal? Honestly, it works out.
Yeah, if it lasts like literally only through food.
But it does have the problem of socialism where, like, some people work way harder than others.
Yeah, and
also, holy crap, this is blowing my mind. In some ways, it's also like socialism because one of the best ways to get to the top of this ladder is to just cheat.
Yeah, I don't bring anything ever and I eat a lot of
food. You either cheat and just eat all the food or you just buy something from, like, KFC. And frankly, here's what I really wanted to get down to, right? I got a wife. And her name is Amanda. She's been on this website before and this YouTube channel before. And she's always like, what should I make for the potluck tonight? And I'm like, but we should just bring pizza rolls. Yo. Every time, like, I want you to think back in your deep memory for the last 2 years? How old are you?
21.
21 years. 21 years. And I want you to tell me how many times that you've seen people bring pizza rolls that they didn't all get eaten up first before any other food.
I will trash a lot of pizza rolls and I hate lines. So I never get in line till there's like not one.
Uh-huh.
And I've never gotten pizza rolls at any potluck ever because they're always taken before I get
there. They go first. Guess what? Somebody brings pizza. That goes first. Somebody brings KFC. That goes first. Why do people sit, like, listen, sometimes there's these, like, pro-level people. Like, there's this lady whose name is, like, Mrs. Woida that goes to our church. There's, like...
Yeah, she does this chocolate dessert. Not a huge chocolate fan, but everybody else is, and everybody loves the mess
thing,
out of it.
The thing goes fast. Like, you know the people in your church that are good cooks, right? Or whatever group you're in that are doing potlucks, usually. On a regular basis, you know the people that are good cooks. And these people's
flip side also. And also... You know the people who are bad cooks.
Well... Yes. But also, like, here's the thing. You know the people that are good cooks? Have you ever straight up heard somebody get judged for not bringing the right food? Because I have.
Yeah.
I went to one
potluck. And here's the thing. They did have a thing to judge me for. I went to a potluck, and I think I brought nacho chips, and that was it. And people did make fun of me, but I didn't take any nacho chips home. They were all eaten.
But, like, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking, like, let's say Mrs. Void is known for her chocolate thing.
Yeah.
There's been times where she brought something else and people were like, yo.
No.
You've committed a crime and you now must go into the social dungeon.
You've done the biggest social faux pas.
Because you can only make the chocolate. You cannot branch out. It's kind of like socialism.
Yeah.
You have your job and you do it. And if you branch out, they kill you.
But socially, because it's a church.
Yeah. But also, what I was going to say is some of these people slave over these desserts and these foods. And frankly...
Not all of them goes first because people would rather get full on the pizza rolls.
People would rather just take food that you bought from a restaurant. If you bring a bucket of KFC chicken, it goes right away. You bring a pizza rolls, that crap, it goes right away. So my wife is always like, yo, what should I bring? And I just say pizza rolls. She's like, you know, I can't do that. And I think what she's saying is she knows that she's a decent cook. And if she brought something else, she would get shamed on the social ladder. Look at me. Do you think I care if I'm shamed on the social ladder?
Have you seen the things that we do?
Have you heard what I said already on this podcast?
Did you hear what he said about my Looney Tune friends? All of my friends?
I don't fully remember. I just do remember it was vaguely romantic between the Looney Tunes and humans.
And Bill Clinton, who looks apparently exactly like Larry Bird.
I remember the joke I made.
Wait, no, sorry, Larry Bird looks exactly like Bill Clinton. Dang it, you dummy.
Yes, potlucks are good. Looks like Bill Clinton.
One of my favorite things about potlucks is I wait a long time to go in the line, so I'm just really extra super hungry. I'm just ready to go. So I get so much food on the plate that a lot of the food mixes, right?
Yeah.
You know those people who don't like that? I think you could, like, it's a fun thing. You get to experience new foods together. Downside is they usually put fruit at the end of the thing, so at some point you do put a lot of... You do put a lot of grapes on your mashed potatoes, which isn't the best flavor mix.
Yo, let me tell you a secret. This is not... Ooh, smell that?
No.
It smells like weed. So here's the secret, and this is not so secret, but maybe it is because all the videos that I post now are from my chest up. I'm fat, and I'm very fat, and we talked about it. One of the best episodes of the show, I talk about how fat I am. If I go to potlucks... And I leave with my plate less than two layers fully deep. It's not a good one.
Not, yeah, I like, mean, it means you know the cooking skills of everybody there.
I lay my plate there, and frankly, it's terrible. What I do is a crime and a sin. But I put the plate down, and I put the I basically get one of everything that I know I don't, that I know.
I don't dislike.
That I don't, that I don't know I like. I get one of everything I know it's not nasty. Sorry, people who brought nasty food to a potluck. And I layer
you
my
You know who
entire,
you are, though.
People are going to be watching me now. If they watch this podcast, and they listen, they see me. On. So I load the plate full of, I go through it, and I just load layer one. And then I keep going. I just keep loading it in a spiral until I have two and a half, three layers of food. And then I just go sit at my table, and it all tastes terrible. Because guess what? Cranberry sauce was never meant to be inside your macaroni and cheese or turkey stuffing or pizza rolls or KFC or mashed potatoes. It's all nasty.
I don't understand why pizza rolls and pudding don't go together. It's weird.
But guess what? I'm going to eat it all.
This is my bed. I need to lay in it.
I'm going to eat this.
This is my punishment for doing the horrible crime I just did. I have to eat this now.
This is the penance I must pay for the decision that I've made. My eyes are not too big.
I did it to myself.
Frankly, look at me. My eyes are not too big for my stomach. My stomach is much too big for my eyes.
And I've done a crime against nature.
I've done a sin, and I have to take the 39 lashes of eating the just horrible Frankenstein plate I've created for myself.
This sin is literally a hard pill to swallow.
Oh, man. The problem is I've always done this, but I wasn't always fat, so something changed. Oh, I don't know. The fact
metabolism.
That I'm old now, I don't ever move off of this couch specifically.
I live here.
And I die here. Pollocks. I feel like they're,
They're just kind of, they're hit or miss. I guess they never miss.
I bet they never miss, huh?
But for real though, like you go back, and best pollock I've ever been to is at me and mom people's church.
Ooh, I've definitely been to them, but it's been a while.
They're so yummy.
It's good
dude.
Old Southern cooking. Ohio is not the South, but it's kind of the South.
When you think about all of the stereotypes of the South, Ohio has a lot of them.
Yeah,
it's so good. At
the
least
accents,
Southern Ohio
the cooking,
does.
Yeah. We're talking about like West Virginia, Ohio.
West Virginia, Kentucky. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. I don't like bread, and I ate 6 rolls one time there because their rolls are better.
Because they're baked with. They're just. It's essentially a butter fried with.
You know.
Crusty.
You know, like those chocolate fountains that everybody raves about. It's essentially a roll that was like that with butter, and I'm like, oh yeah, heck yeah, and you just kind of shove the whole roll in it, and it comes out soaked in butter, and you eat the whole roll in your whole mouth at one time. It's so good. But here's the thing: sometimes you go to a potluck, and you're at like one of those. Hey, no offense, you're at like a non-denominational church. And, like, there's a bunch of kale or some crap there, and I don't want to eat that.
Have you had that happen?
I have gone to a church, and there's, like, just kind of mostly health food at their potluck, and it made me sad.
Poop! Dude, what if I got a double layer of kale? That's not enough to feed a boy like
I just
me.
I just got 3 layers of kale, and here's the thing. It tastes just as much trash,
I got kale and quinoa for days! Where's my CBD oil? Dude, that's nasty.
Yeah, I was sad.
I'm sorry, dude. That's a crime. There's some social judgment going on there, I bet.
That's what I'm saying.
They should have brought up KFC.
Hey, so this is my vegan meal that I brought for the thing here. Marcus, what did you bring? I brought some nacho chips and pizza rolls. Is that cool? Am I good?
No.
But I did win, I think. My food went first. I think I won.
There's secretly some non-healthy people. Like, they just, like, they slide it in there under the kale leaves.
They hide it.
They're like, oh, this is delicious. And there's just a tiny bit of nacho cheese on the corner of their mouth.
Just like Han Solo, they gotta smuggle that crap, dude.
Smuggle the muggles. That doesn't make any sense.
I know. All of those people in the wizarding world who have to take muggles into the...
I have one.
Is that the plot of Fantastic Beasts?
I've never seen it. Has anyone seen Fantastic Beasts? I feel like more than one of them have come out and no one talks about them.
Here's everything.
Remember how big Harry Potter was? Fantastic Beasts isn't that.
Here's what I remember about all the. I haven't seen Fantastic Beasts. Here's what I've heard about them. The first one is. The second one is, hey, I think you're actively making this canon worse. Please stop.
Never mind. I have one small confession to make, and this is kind of related but unrelated. the best fried fish I've ever had, short of one time I was at my uncle's house and we literally caught fish and cut the fish up on the back of his truck and then fried it there, like in the backyard.
I remember I got seaweed on me and cried for roughly 20 minutes because I didn't know what it was.
Okay, well, short of that, where's the best fried fish I ever had, yo?
Long John Silver's.
Dude, I've tried fried fish so many places, and I went to Long John Silver's the other day, got myself some fried fish.
And it was so yummy.
It was the best fried fish, dude.
It's so good.
Just do at me, actually. If you've had better fried fish than that, I went to Village Inn once during their, like, Catholic fish fry crap, and they do, like, unlimited fish. That's butt nasty. It's so bad. Not the Village Inn is
this
the
stuff's
height.
Whack.
Not the Village Inn is the height of
cuisine. No. I don't think restaurants that are dab get it. I don't think
we're running out of time.
They're not restaurants that are better. Keep talking.
Okay,
I gotta see if I actually have Maddie's.
We have dabbing real quick. We have like 3 minutes.
Oh crap! We do great on a timer, dude.
And thanks for watching. Life's what you rate it. Make sure to like and subscribe and share with your friends if you think it's funny.
We have merch. Please buy it. No, don't use the Bluetooth speaker.
Are we doing this? All right, here we go.
Did you hear her, like, had to struggle to get that out?
I love that we're waking her up.
Yeah, I bet she doesn't answer.
We'll leave a voicemail.
Why is my...
Hey, you've reached an audience. I'm not available to answer my phone right now, but you can leave a message or give me a text. Thank you. Bye.
Sorry, we were calling to talk to Maddie. I don't know who Madison is.
Yo. It's your birthday and you're on the podcast.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Marty. Happy birthday to you.
Also, it's James Tyson's birthday as well.
Oh, hey, James. What a thug. Dab.
Dabbing on the haters and James Tyson. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the podcast that we produce here at WackMatters.com. Just in case you didn't know, we have a lot of different shows running right now. There's Life's What You Rate It, where me and my brother Mark rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10 that exists in the entire universe. Tune In, where Marcus and his friend Karsten talk about cartoons and their value for people of all ages. Of course, Whack Tracks, where me and a bunch of friends make commentary tracks for whatever shows or movies we might be into at the time. And our newest show on the network, The Music Matters, where my friend Trevor creates a discussion around all the matters relating to music. If you'd like to support the content we make here at WackMatters.com, please go to WackMatters.StoreMV.com and check out our merchandise section. We sell t-shirts right now, and there's more merchandise to come. Even if you don't want to buy a t-shirt, there is a donate button at WackMatters.com that you can use to support the content that we already make and to help fund creative ideas for the future. Additionally, this podcast is also brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial with Audible.com where you get to listen to a free audiobook of your choosing and can continue subscribing for an awesome audiobook content subscription. Remember, that's audibletrial.com/whackmatters. We love you all and hope you will continue checking out the content we make here at whackmatters.com. Have a great day.